Good evening and God bless everyone
Radio.
This evening. This is Evangelist Carolyn Lee McCullough Williams Gilchrist Bell. How are you doing this evening? So glad that the Lord gave us a wonderful day. We had a scare earlier today about 3:45. We had got an advisory from television that there was going to be a storm, but we thank and praise God that he held back the eye of the storm. That's the God that we serve. Hallelujah. So God, we thank you now. We thank you for an awesome day. We thank you because it is you that have made us and not we ourselves. We thank you for Crown Talking Drums, Radio, Blog Talk. We thank you for Apostle Willie Armstrong, his daughters, his son, his entire family. Continue to keep them lifted in prayer. We had a guest for tonight, and our subject was going to be about bipolar. But thanks be unto God, our guest is not able to make it, so we're going to go on as we normally do. So we just want to say thank you, Lord. I won't be on as long tonight. I may have to leave. My daughter's coming into town, and I have to pick her up. So, God, we say another thank you. We thank you for the good, the bad, the happy, and the sad. We thank you because you are God, and there's none like unto you. We thank you because in all thy getting, and I keep hearing God say that, get and understand. And I thank God because I had a lovely conversation with a neighbor of mine earlier, and there were some things they needed to know, and they were shocked. But when I told them in the spirit of truth and honesty. And I thank God for that. I thank God for when I told them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And I just want to thank God for what he's doing. I thank God because we have so many people who are bipolar and so many that don't even know that they are bipolar. And that is one thing about the guests. If they were to take their medicines, it probably would have been better for us both. But when they do not take their meds, and I said, God, why is it that people even have to take a medicine for this? And schizophrenia, you have to take a medicine or you have to be incapacitated, have to be put in an institution or put away. I'm like, God, human living beings, perfect in their health, activity of their limbs, blood running warm in their vein, but they're not in their right mind. That's why when we were on today, I was talking to the lady. I said, at first, I didn't understand as a child when God said body, mind, and soul. And you're not thinking, this mind, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ, that in Christ Jesus be also in you. I quoted it wrong. Let this mind that is in Christ Jesus be also in you. We got to know what, when, and where. And we have to know how to treat people. On my job, I tell the young ladies all the time, especially the teenagers, I call them a young adult, anyone under 31, look, we don't know what this person went through during the day. We don't know how they are. And even with the children, I tell them, I said, be careful with kids because we have children that come in who have autism, that has disabilities, who are mentally disabled, but their parent love them enough to bring them. This, for some of them, this is an outing. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you for patience is a virtue. I'm going to read the 37 Psalms. Glory be to God. Don't worry about the wicked. Don't envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like springtime flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire. My God, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make you innocent as clear as the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil. People who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop your anger. Turn from your rage. Do not envy others. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. In a little while, the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they will be gone. Those who are gentle and lowly will possess the land. They will live in prosperous security. The wicked plot against the godly. They snarl at them in defiance. But the Lord just laughs, for he sees their day of judgment coming. And I'm going to stop right there. I've read Psalms 34 in the New Amplified Bible. Psalms 34, verses 1 through 12. And I ask you to go back and read it again upon the Lord's leading where you want to read it, whether it's the King James, the Amplified, the NIV, the New King James. But one thing I've noticed, a lot of the Bible has been distorted by the people that are writing it to make it comfortable for you. God didn't write this Bible to make it comfortable. He wrote this Bible so that we can live by it, okay? And with that being said, we're going to get back to bipolarism, what I know of it. Now, I didn't do a lot of research and looking up. I just observed people that I grew up with. And I never forget there was a young lady, beautiful, long hair, dark skin, pretty, beautiful shape, and she was crazy. And I couldn't understand. And this young lady had a son. And I went to work at the store. I hadn't seen her in years. But I always knew her as to being a sweet girl. But I knew something, you know, just wasn't right. I think she had maybe 6 or 7 brothers. And when she told me about her condition, I was like, you're too pretty to be like that. And during that time, it was in the 90s. I didn't think anything of it. Later on, by the end of that year that we were both working at a store, she killed herself, left her son. He was maybe 10 at the time. As he grew up, he apparently developed, or it was hereditary, he has the condition himself. The last time I seen him, I think it was maybe even 2 years ago, I think he has also passed, and he was also schizophrenic. And a lot of people say, is this inherited? I believe personally, and I won't bank on it, that I don't think it's something that has hereditary or that is inherited. I believe that it is a trick of the devil himself. I believe that it comes straight from hell. The devil, his demons, his demonic force, his imps, and his demons. That is my belief. And I thank God, because even in this, God still gets the glory. Now, you have to either want to come up and come out of this or stay stuck and stay bound in it. This to the point where a lot of people are taking medicines. And, of course, a lot of times, particular saints, nobody in my family, you need to get yourself checked out. You have a lot of mood swings. You're this way 1 minute. You're that way 1 minute. And a lot of it can be just hot flashes or something like that, going through postpartum distress. I never forget a loved one was telling me about how they didn't get to love their daughter because they were going through postpartum distress and she didn't know how to love the baby. And I thank God that she didn't kill her baby. That would have been a lot. But at the end of the day, we got to know what, when, and where. We got to know how. And we have to know how, as saints of God, to deal with it, because it's taboo. And we don't talk about this because God does everything. God gives us common sense to know to go to the doctor to see about high blood pressure, to go to the doctor to see about diabetes, congestive heart failure, all of these things. But we don't want to go and see if we're bipolar because, God forbid, you know, I'm saved, sanctified, baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost and that with the burning fire, and ain't nothing wrong with me, and you just as crazy as a bedbug. We have sensitive saints. We have church hoppers. We have people who are, for lack of another word, just crazy. 1 minute you're good, you're on fire for the Lord in church, and then you're just as moody and evil and mean around people. Your loved ones, your children. And I was that person. I can speak about it. I was all dainty in church and ta-ta-da-da-da-da, all of that. But when I got home, and then I had a big devil, 6'4", 345 pounds, to deal with, along with the imps, which were my children. And I loved them jokers, but they were something else. And I wasn't going to say that they were. I repent. Lord, forgive me. But I had some children that were not really good. They were good when they wanted to be, because we have to be careful of the labels that we put on our children. And they were misbehaved. Glory be to God. Thank you for bringing that to me, Holy Spirit. And the way that they would act in church would be totally different from the way they would act at home. Now I see young folk letting their children play with the cell phones in church. Everybody got a thing about it. But I used to say, honey, if it keep them quiet, but it's what is it that they're watching? Because I have two little grandsons. One is 4, one is 7. Take them cell phones from them, and you have a bad day. So we have to be so careful with what we let our kids and entertain them, let them see and hear. And when we're dealing with someone that has a mental issue in church, it's not like we can't always say anything to them. We have to pray for them. Sometimes we have to pray and faint not, or let our leaders know. Sometimes we can't take matters into our own hand, and we can look it up and note everything on here. This is what's going on with this person. But until they come to the realization, or until they understand, this is what's wrong with me. Something is wrong with me. Because I would tell people, I would rather be beat by my husband. And I had a pastor, we used to call her Hurricane Annie, or Annie Terry. When I tell you that woman could read me like a book, she could read me. I mean, it was like, And she knew when I was moody. She knew when I was, she knew when I had gotten beat. She even knew where to rub me at, where he had hurt me on my body. But she never left me. She never judged me. But she prayed for me and prayed with me till I came up and I came out. And I came out of it without even having to be seen by a psychologist or a psychiatrist. She went to God on behalf of me. That's why the scripture that says those that are strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak. She didn't go tell people about it. And if she did, there were people that I trusted because I never heard of it. And I thank God for that, because we have to be careful, thanks of God, who we tell our business to. And I would be aching sometimes, crying, moody. It was just a lot going on. I was emotionally unbalanced to the point that being a woman, even with my cycle, I was unbalanced. Because I was hurting. I wanted to be loved. And I felt like that this person loved me when they didn't. They loved me, but they weren't in love with me. If you can understand that, and a lot of people don't get it. When you love someone, it's different from being in love with that person. And if I had fallen in love with Jesus, I mean truly and really, honestly falling in love with Jesus, I would be in a better place right now. But I made an idol, and I worship. If that person say don't pay tithes or offering, if that person say don't go to church, because I loved him. And women, men, boys, and girls, get this thing. Love God. Love yourself. Love your children. You have family members that will never, ever love you the way you love them. And it's not saying that there's something wrong with them psychologically. It's just they don't have that love for you. And don't try to fit. There was a worldly song that used to say, if it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. And it's not always easy to relax and let it go, because if you've had that thing or you had that person in your life for a long time, sometimes you don't know how. Hallelujah. But we are getting to a point in our life where God is our everything. God is our all things. I can do this by myself. I can do all things through Christ that's strengthening me. But we got to believe it to receive it. And we do. We have to grow and learn how to love like Jesus loved us. Do you think that when he saw the blind man, or when he saw the lame man, or he saw the legions of devils, what do you think God thought in his mortal mind? You see what I'm saying? But he had to think supernatural right off the bat. But he had to do it with loving kindness. And if you notice, no one really ever charged at him until the day of his death. And I just heard God said, and death couldn't hold me down. My God, this is good to me, y'all. So we have to be so careful around saints who are sensitive. And they are. They're just sensitive. And this not to say they're bipolar or schizophrenic. They are just sensitive. And we don't know what they went through during their childhood or their adulthood. We don't know what they're going through in their marriage or with family members. Because family members, they can really tear you down. They can battle. What's the old folks used to say? Battle acts you almost to death. But do you have a personal relationship with God where you can, hey, how you doing? God bless you. With tears rolling down your soul, you'd be like, God, is this really happening? Do I really have to go through this? Hallelujah. And you really don't. And you can be And I think about the scripture where it says God is the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. So even if you're in the valley, and this is the homeless folk, this is the destitute, you don't know what they went through. A lot of people that I have met who were homeless were so educated and articulate and intellectual, but at the same time, what they had to go through in their family. When I went to jail, a lot of the women in there, they were bipolar. They were schizophrenic. Some of them, I was afraid. And I tell you the truth, and I'm saved. And when the woman told me, she says, hey, I hated you so bad, I want to pull your tongue out your mouth till you bled. I used to hate to hear you give the word of God. I was like, oh, my Jesus. She said, I want to pull your tongue out till you bled to death. She said, then I want to take your head and just put it up against the wall. I said, oh, God. And the wall were stones. And I'm in a cell, inside another cell, with this woman all night long. But I slept like a baby because the angels were encamped and that were assigned to me. And then, you know, we have to think about, are these generational curses going all the way back to slavery, some of these? What had we to go through? What have we done for this to happen to my child? Why is my child autistic? Why does he have autism? Why does my child have muscular dystrophy? Why does my child have sickle cell anemia? Why is your child crazy? You can, and the one man I argued with him about it, he said, because if you're raised in a house with a mother and father, then no, you can be raised with the best of parents, you know, and still be crazy as a bed bug. And the thing that I want to drive tonight is we have to be careful for nothing. Be careful of your surroundings. Be careful of your conversations, because what proceeded out of your mouth, it came from your heart. And you got to realize you can't take it back. It's there. You said it. And forgive me doesn't always work. I know family members who haven't spoken to each other in 6 months, 2 years, 10 years. And it's the choices we make. Choose you this day who you will serve. You're going to serve man or ma'am, or do you choose to serve God? Well, you know God's invisible and God don't understand and God don't know. Yes, he does. He knows the very hairs on your head. I promise you, you won't go wrong if you give this God a chance. I've given him a chance. Oh, you did? You gave God chance at the chance at the chance. Oh, okay. Now ask God to give you, God, will you give me another chance? God, will you give me another chance? God, will you give me another stance? God, will you give me another dance? God, will you forgive me until you feel that in the depths of your soul, knowing that I'm not going to fall down again, knowing that I'm not going back to my evil ways, knowing that I'm not going to be weak, and glory be to God, that I'm going to get this thing. I'm going to stay in the word. I'm going to get in the word, and I'm going to stay there. And I'm going to stay there till he comes. And I'm going to learn this word for myself. And I'm going to boil which is that which is even. I'm going to cleave to that which is good. And I'm not going to hang around those people that brought me down, but I'm going to pray for them and pray with them if they'll allow me. But I can't be around them, God, because they're a bad seed. And I want to grow good fruit. Hallelujah. I want to do what thus saith the Lord. And you know, God draws you to him. We're not just called, but we're chosen. So choose you this day whom you will serve. And if you have a condition, a mental condition, if you can't tell someone, still get the necessary help that is needed. Get you some help, honey. I talk to this young lady sometimes, and she's okay. Then I talk to the young man. And I know I have to walk around him on eggshells, me and some more people that I know. And they were like, why do we have to always, I said, until God delivers him. I said, and God is going to save him. God is going to deliver him. And then another thing that people don't understand, sometimes people are saved, but they're not delivered. And sometimes they don't even want to be delivered. So we pray for their deliverance. We pray that God will bring them up and bring them out of that situation, because you don't want to die like this, and you don't want to be held accountable for what you say to these people or say about them, because we run this little tongue so much, this mouth, about the negativity of others, and we run them down because we put it in the air. And who's the prince of the air? Old Slewfoot. once he gets a hold of it. He's on assignment. Do you know he never rests? Do you know that joker don't sleep nor slumber? That joker's up 24/7. And all that he's not doing, he's such a coward, he'll push those angels, the ones that came from heaven with her, the imps and the demons and the demonic forces. You know when you wake up with something on your chest and you can't, and all of a sudden you say, Jesus, and it's gone. That's so slewfoot. That's why when you go to bed, it's good to pray and faint not. It is good to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus because demons are real. You can say they're not all day long. Demonic forces and demonic spirits, they are real. And they did not come to play. And, you know, we have a place, you want to have a place of safety where you can release and you can let go of your selfish, yourself and your problems. Hallelujah. And you got to, if you don't release, you're going to explode. There was a young lady on about 2 weeks ago, and she just let it all hang out. And you know what? I bet you she's not hurt anymore. I bet you she knows exactly. She feels better. Her heart doesn't hurt like it was hurting. Her emotions are in check. She's watching her surroundings. I mean, beautiful young lady. But she had to tell the good, the bad, the happy, and the sad. She had to let go, let loose, and let God. And another thing, when we are born and reared and raised in the churches, they say, that word never leaves you. The Bible says, the word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. And sometimes I repent, God, Jesus, or even Jesus is something about the name. When you mention the name of Jesus, the devil trembles. That's the power of God. But get in a place in your life where there is peace. And you're not in pieces because bipolarism, schizophrenia, insane, ain't nothing to play with. And if you ever watch The Rain Man, perfect example, completely articulate, intellectual human being, didn't have no common sense. But he knew stuff. And I was like, God, I thank you for this. And I thank you for him. I'm going to give you all a few minutes to talk. I haven't been on the live lately, and so I'm still learning this, that, and the other. So I'm going to open the line up if this little X will leave me alone and invite some guests in because you may have something you want to say. Hallelujah. Let me see. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And I don't, let me see if I can get this off. I don't think it's going to let me in. But anyways, I want you all to know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask. But we have to come face to face with them demons. I'll never forget when I was a little girl and they were casting them out of another little girl. This was a child that grabbed a 6'4" or 6'7" preacher by his necktie and was taking him down with her. And he had to call on Jesus, and he had to get some physical force, some more elders, some more ministers, and them missionaries and evangelists was praying, because she had that brother. And that was my pastor, Elder James Henry Turner. And if you ever see him, to know how big he was. And the lady, grown woman, she's still alive and saved now, thanks be unto God. That woman was no bigger than me. As mean, as they say, as a rattlesnake. And we all looking. I'm like, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I sure don't want to take that home. Oh, God. And it was, the mothers had enough sense. And I thank God for old church mothers because when they were casting out demons, they got all them children out to church. And Elder Turner would tell you, if you don't got no relationship with God, if you ain't saved, if you doubting, you need to get.